DOJ expands Iran-linked hacking case to 17 defendants. Over HBO breach, U.S. prosecutors have widened a long-running Iran-linked hacking case to 17 defendants, with six of them now connected to the 2017 breach of HBO and a Bitcoin ransom demand that grew to roughly $6 million, according to reporting from CryptoSlate, published on August 21, 2026. The expansion turns what began as a set of discrete intrusions into a single sprawling conspiracy narrative that federal authorities are building around crypto-denominated extortion. The HBO episode is the recognizable anchor. In 2017, attackers pulled scripts, unaired episodes, and internal documents from the network, then pressed for payment. The demand escalated to about $6 million in Bitcoin. HBO did not pay. Nearly a decade later, that attempted extortion sits at the center of a broadened indictment that names more people and threads the older breach into a wider pattern of activity attributed to the same orbit. Old breach, new defendants. Adding defendants years after the underlying intrusion is a deliberate prosecutorial move. It signals that investigators have spent the intervening time mapping infrastructure, wallet activity, and the human network behind the keyboards, rather than closing the file after the initial charges. Tying six individuals specifically to the HBO breach suggests prosecutors believe they can attribute roles inside that operation, not just describe it in the abstract. The approximately $6 million figure stems from the 2017 attempted extortion, and the demand was never satisfied. That detail matters for how the case reads. This is not a story about stolen funds moving through mixers and being recovered. It is a story about an attempted ransom that failed at the point of payment, but still forms the basis of federal charges, because the demand itself, made in Bitcoin, is treated as an overt act in the conspiracy. Bitcoin as the extortion rail. The pattern in this case reflects why Bitcoin became the default demand currency for early ransomware and data theft extortion. It settles without a bank in the middle, it crosses borders without permission, and a demand can be issued to a target anywhere in the world within minutes. For an operation working across jurisdictions, those properties are the appeal. They are also the weakness. Every Bitcoin address and every attempted transfer leaves a permanent record on a public ledger. When a ransom is denominated on-chain, prosecutors gain a durable evidentiary trail that does not degrade the way server logs or email headers can. Even an unpaid demand ties a specific wallet to a specific act at a specific time. Blockchain forensics has matured into standard investigative tooling, and cases like this one show how a years-old crypto demand can be reconstructed and attributed long after the fact. That forensic durability is the same reason law enforcement has grown more comfortable bringing crypto-linked charges. Recent U.S. actions have leaned on the traceability of on-chain movement, from asset freezes tied to exchange-level cooperation to attribution work that reaches back through old transactions. Here, prosecutors are applying that approach to an extortion attempt that predates much of the current compliance apparatus. Attribution across borders. Naming 17 defendants in an Iran-linked case is as much a diplomatic statement as a legal one. Many defendants in cases of this type are unlikely to appear in a U.S. courtroom, given the absence of an extradition relationship. The indictment functions partly as public attribution. It names names, lays out the alleged structure, and puts the accused on notice that travel to cooperating jurisdictions carries arrest risk. For the broader market, the takeaway is narrower than the headline count suggests. This is an enforcement and attribution story about a nearly decade-old breach, not a live threat to any exchange, protocol, or consumer product. No trading venue is implicated, and no user funds are described as at risk. The relevance is directional. It is another data point in the steady systematization of crypto-linked prosecutions, where public ledger evidence is doing work that traditional forensics could not.